Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the second parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning parak Beis, Mishnayis, Aleph, and Beis. So we already know that a Besula gets a Ksubos Masayim, and an Almana gets a Ksuba of Mana. So what happens if an Almana or a Be'ula wants Masayim Zuz, but she doesn't have the Ksuba where it says that she's owed the Masayim Zuz, or whether it says what she was owed, and whether she was a Besula when she got married or not. So right now she's not a besula anymore. Obviously she's been married, but she doesn't have her ksuba. So yishashen esarm loshen esgarsha. If a woman became widowed or became divorced, he omeres besula nisosani. She says, look, when I got married, I was a besula, and therefore the value of my ksuba is masayim zuz. V'hu omer loki ela almana sasicha. And the guy says, no, not true. When I married you, you were already an almana, and therefore your ksuba is only worth 100 zuz. So im yesh edim sheyatzabinu mavarosha prua ksuba masayim. So we look for witnesses to the wedding. If there are witnesses that saw that on the wedding day she came out with a veil, and she was had her hair untied in the manner of the way besulos used to wear their hair, so then huksubas masayim zuz, because that's the way a besula would go out to get married. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, af chiluk kloyos raya. They can even bring a raya if they gave out candies to children. That was also something that they only did for a besula. They didn't do that for an almana. So mela, that's a raya that she was a besula. Now Mishnah Beis tells us as follows: umod Rabbi Yeshua ba omer lechaveru. Rabbi Shua agrees that if the guy who's using the field says to someone who's challenging him about it that sadzu shel avicha hisa ulakhtia himenu shuneman, that this field, you're right, belonged to your father, it is your family's field, but I bought it from your father, so then he's believed. Shapesha aser huapesha hitir. Meaning the case over here is someone is living in the field and someone else comes over and says, hey, you can't live in that field. That field belonged to my family. And instead of just denying the whole thing, he says, yeah, of course it belonged to your family, and then I bought it, so it therefore belongs to me. So since we don't know that it belonged to the other guy's family from any independent evidence other than the fellow claiming it to be so when you admit that the field was owned by the other guy's family, you are assuring the field, saying it belongs to him, but then you add that you bought it and you are therefore being matirit. So it is the same peh that assured is the same peh that is matirit, meaning you could have avoided asuring it in the first place. So this is like a form of migo. By not saying anything, it would have belonged to you, and now that you admit it, but you gave the explanation along with it, it also belongs to you. But if we know independently that it belonged to the other guy's father, and it's not based on this peh sha'asar, the fellow who's living there telling us that it belonged to the other fellow's father, they're edim to that extent, so then he loses the pesha asar pesha hitir, and therefore he loses the field. We do not believe him. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if a woman becomes an almana or a grusha and she wants to collect her ksuba, and she claims that she's owed masayim zuz, and the husband says, no, not true, you were an almana when I married you. So there are two ways to find evidence that she was a besula. If at the wedding we have witnesses that she went out in the manner that a besula goes out, or Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, if we have evidence, we know that there was a chiluk kleios, that they gave away candies or nuts to the children at the wedding, then we know that she's a besula, that she was a besula at the time of the marriage. Mishnah Beis, we said that Rabbi Yeshua is moda, that if someone says, yes, this field that I'm living in did not initially belong to me, it belonged to your family, but I bought it from your family, that's a pesha asar or a pesha hitir, and therefore he's allowed to, we believe him. But if we know independently that it belonged to the other fellow's family, and it's not based on his own hoda'ah, so then we don't say pesha asar or pesha hitir, and we do not believe him. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel.